Hey everybody, and welcome to Real Talk with Doug and Jeremy. We're just two insignificant views on film. Check us out at realtalkfilm.com. You can also visit our Facebook at facebook.com/realtalkfilm or Twitter at twitter.com/realtalkfilm.
So Doug's ears are bleeding right now.
Yeah, like your voice is fine, but that for whatever reason those are loud to me.
Doug has earphones in, and his inner earphones in.
Yeah.
And he refuses to turn his volume down on his end.
Otherwise I can't hear you.
But everything else is like super loud.
Well, you deafened me earlier when you made me listen to that video. Blew my eardrums out, so now I'm partially deaf.
That's okay.
Yeah.
Doug, why don't you tell these crazy people what we got going on this in the next couple weeks and months?
Oh man, so much crazy stuff.
Did I put you on the spot?
Yeah. No, we've got the good news is we got funded, our the Kickstarter for Zombie Peppers.
Oh, I forgot to talk about it. We can talk like an hour about that.
Yeah, so that got funded, so we've got to actually do it now.
Okay, let me tell you. I don't know if you listened to the Kickstarter update that I gave, the audio.
I did, yes.
So you know the story.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there. There's 7 hours to go. I look at my phone and I go, well, it was worth a shot. We came really close. We came within $280. Well, $282 to be exact. And we're like, what's that? So, and I'm not allowed to fund my own project. There's rules against it with Kickstarter. And you're not allowed to back your own thing. Now, of course, there's probably ways around it, but I really wanted it to be like, I wanted it to get funded on its own and on its own merit and be like, yeah, we did this, instead of be like, yeah, I pushed, you know.
Right.
So anyways, what happened was I put my phone away and then I went to a birthday party the next day. And the next day I'm sitting there and some guy, my buddy Jesse, walks up to me and he goes, hey, congrats, man. And my buddy Ty's standing there as well. And I said, congrats for what? And he was like, oh, because your Kickstarter got funded. I go, no, it didn't. I said, are you crazy? And I'm like, thanks a lot, man. You really made me feel like crap right now. I was like, it
like
didn't.
He's picking on you.
And he goes, I just checked it like before I came over and it said it's funded. I go, what? So I pull out my phone and I'm like, Kickstarter funded, lying in my face. Hit the app, go over to it. Your project has been funded. I never received an update, never received a backer alert. And I'm staring at it and I'm like, my face is so wide and I'm just so happy. And I look, I go, okay, well, who gave the money? I look over and I open up the screen and it says Ty last name. And then I just look to my right and I stare at him and I go, oh, and he goes, you're welcome.
That's awesome.
And that's all that had to be said. I was just so, I'm just so excited. We put in an order through Amazon. I just spent like $860 of the $1,000. Well, Kickstarter takes 2%.
Really?
Yeah, they take a cut. So I ended up with like $915 total.
Well,
and so, I mean, hey, you know, they got to make money too, I guess.
Yeah, and they got to somehow keep the website going. So I guess that's how you do it.
Yeah. And so, so we got some money in the bank. We about to go get some lighting from Home Depot. There's a lot of work to be done. Doug and I are going to get together this weekend and plan out the whole kind of schedule and actors and roles.
That's, you know, that's supposing that you can rip me away from Grand Theft Auto 5 long enough.
Have you been playing?
Dude, like nonstop.
Me,
like,
too.
I'm really anxious to get this show over with so I can go back to playing.
Me too, kind of. Okay, how have you gotten to Trevor?
Yeah, man. Best
character.
Oh
my gosh. Dude, he is the greatest character in video gaming history.
He's so funny.
Have you got to the part where he goes to the hood?
Yes, yes. This is only $7. I said, buy something nice, not something expensive.
Yes.
So funny.
And then he's like, spoilers. Oh my god. Oh, it's so awesome.
Oh, we're gonna gangbang? Let's go.
Oh, I love to gangbang.
Oh my god, no. So funny. Great. If you don't have it, go buy it. It's the best game. Dude, $1 billion in 3 days.
It is set a new record. I don't think anyone's gonna top that for a long time to come.
No. I mean, they're estimated it took 265 million to make, and they've made 1 billion.
Mm-hmm. And it took, the closest runner up was Call of Duty, which took them 2 weeks to make a billion.
Oh, 3 days. And the online content hasn't even come out yet.
And when that comes out, you'll get a whole slew of other people buying it.
People that are waiting because they just want to do the online stuff.
I wish this came out for PC. I know it will in the future because I want you in my gang.
Right.
I made a gang and it's called the Cape Crusaders.
Oh, God.
What? It's good.
I mean,
that's a good name,
I guess.
Come on, man.
We can't wear capes.
It doesn't matter. We have our. It's a figurative. Maybe you can. Who knows?
Yeah, who knows? Yeah, it's true. I don't know. I don't know anything. It's not out yet.
What else we got going on, Doug?
Oh man, one more thing I have to add about GTA. I don't know who I have to like call or pay money to, or bribe or what, but I'm a zombie fanatic. And how awesome would it be, zombies on the GTA 5 map?
I think they could pretty much do anything they wanted to.
I know. They did it with Red Dead, and it was amazing, and it was fun. Now, just take that and just put it in Grand Theft Auto. And that map, oh my gosh, dude. I was going around like just the Hicksville sort of area, and this would be amazing for zombies.
Can you imagine what do they call it when people put together little episodes with video game characters?
Like machinimas?
Machinima. Thank you.
Yeah.
You imagine the machinima that can come out of that?
I know. It'd be amazing. I want it to happen. I hope they do it. They probably won't since they already did it with Red Dead. But, I mean, that map would be beautiful with zombies in it.
That'd be really cool. So we have a couple events that we're doing. What are we doing, Doug?
We have Dallas Comic Con coming up in a couple of weeks, October 4th through 6th. It's their fan days. It's not as big as their summer Comic Con convention. I know that's kind of redundant. So I think we're going to go to that. Probably maybe only just Saturday only. We talked about doing 3 days, but since we're not getting the press passes, big to them.
I think we'll just do 1 day. And I think we'll do light coverage. I think it's more or less for us. I think maybe we'll do a little bit. Maybe we'll record a show out there.
I mean, you know, we'll take the stuff. We'll take our little flyers and things, and let's just go in and have fun and actually enjoy it. And
we're not preparing hugely for this, but we will do what we can.
Yeah, if we just take like maybe some little pocket digital recorders and stuff, then we can just talk to people and talk, you know, just record stuff while we're there instead
for the show. Yeah.
Instead of taking the camera. I mean, we can take the cameras, too, just for pictures and stuff for the website. But, I mean,
We could take a couple GoPros and you know, go light.
Yeah, seriously. So
go super light.
That's an option. Mm-hmm. So we'll be there for that. And then October 25th, 26th, and 27th, we will be in San Antonio for the Alamo City Comic Con. Which we did get press passes for because they're awesome and we love them.
And we will have a slew of content for our website.
We're really excited. Still kind of unsure of what we're going to have access to there, but we have plans for just a kind of, if we're on the floor doing stuff, then we've got stuff planned for that. If we get access to celebs, that would be amazing. But we don't know yet, so we'll find out soon, hopefully.
Very cool. And I have one other announcement that I'd like to make that will be a surprise to Doug. Next week we will have a special guest on our show.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
I didn't approve it.
We are having the original OG back in the studio. Nick will be here next week.
Bullshit.
To join us.
Bullshit.
For an episode.
Bullshit.
He planned it. I talked to him today. He is in. Next week we are going to be recording with Nick.
Is he in town?
No, he's not in town. He said, I asked him if he wanted to join us tonight because we were talking microphones today, and he said he can't because he's too busy, but he said, what about next week? And I said, let's do it. So I told him I was going to announce it on the show, and he will be on our show next week. Look at that smile on your face.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Oh, don't say that. Come on, man.
Listen, Nick, I know you.
He's going to
You're probably not going to make it.
He's going to do it because he...
So, no, it's my plan.
Oh, because he's going to feel bad about it.
Prove me wrong. Yeah, okay, Nick. We'll see you in like 3 months.
Uh-huh. Well, next time you're in town, dude.
Yeah.
Anywho, let's move.
Yeah, let's head up the news.
Because you want to go play GTA. I'm going to let this drop linger.
All right, do it. This one is this one goes out to Jason. We like to call it dead air.
Linger.
And now the headlines with Doug and Jeremy. We're bringing you the biggest news stories of the week.
It is a slow week in news.
Seriously, like I thought I was just doing a bad job keeping up with news, and then I looked and I was like, nope, nothing. Like,
yeah, nothing too much. We got a couple rumors. Rumor is that we will have Ewoks or Gung or
Ewoks. Nope. False.
I've already failed at the story.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness! It's got to be the contacts. I'm wearing contacts today.
Yeah,
and it's making me read things weird. Mm-hmm. So what it is. That's what it is.
I'm sure.
So, anyways, we are getting Wookiees or Gundams returned.
Gundams,
Gungans. Damn it!
Gundams would be a very big surprise in the Star Wars universe. Gungans or Wookiees.
What is happening?
In the,
Can we just do a reset? Can I just read it over again?
Just try. Just go ahead.
So we will have Wookiees or Gungans in Episode 7 of Star Wars. That's the rumor that we have today.
Yep.
And there's been a... this has been kind of going on all day, but the casting call asked for a male 7 foot to 7.3 foot tall with slim, thin build with upright posture. Not too worked out or too thick set, especially in the shoulders. Broad facial features would be a bonus. And then there's an update. The director of Mayhew documentary Standing in the Stars, Peter Mayhew. Is that what it is? Is that how you say it?
Peter Mayhew is the guy that played Chewbacca in
he's the original. Well, he came out and said that I intend to pursue the role of Chewbacca in Episode 7.
Yeah, there was some speculation with this news that they were going to replace him because... that description that they gave pretty much fit him and fits Chewbacca. And he recently had some knee surgery done actually in the Fort Worth, Dallas area. And so they were kind of like,
we're known for the knee replacement.
Yeah, apparently. Well, he actually lives in like Grapevine.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. Or Granbury. Oh. Maybe it's Granbury. He lives really close. And so, yeah, they were talking about, oh, he's had medical issues. He's not going to do it. Even though, like, I follow him on Twitter, and he has from the beginning been like, hey, guys, over here.
Over here.
Look at me.
How about maybe a callback?
Yeah. He intends to do it. I know that he's been very involved with Star Wars and other aspects. He was in Episode 3. He actually did the voice of Chewbacca in some of the Clone Wars cartoons. Because, you know, after 30 years of people being like, hey, dude, make the noise. Which he doesn't do, like, in person, you know, like, it's all sound effects. He's learned to do it. And so they actually had him record it, and they used it in the Clone Wars cartoon.
Very cool.
So I know that, you know, he's still really involved, and he does appearances for it. In fact, he's going to be at Dallas Comic Con. So I wouldn't be surprised if we have him in there. Chewie's supposed to be old anyway, so why not have him just be kind of like, I can't move a lot. My knees are bad.
I like that.
The story is that the reason he got this knee surgery done anyways is so he could be in Episode 7. So, I mean...
Hey, I'd like to see him.
It'd be
great. You know, I mean, here's the thing. Can he still run? Can he still hold a blaster?
I'm sure he can. That's the thing, though. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, Chewie's supposed to be kind of old. You know, he's old, too. So...
Yeah, he's getting older.
Yeah, maybe he... You know, he and Han, they don't have to run anymore. They're retired. They don't have to smuggle stuff anymore. They just got to chill.
Yeah, they're going to be mentoring their kids. Yeah. Maybe Chewbacca has a kid.
Chewbacca already has a kid. But, you know.
How do you, what?
I mean, he's like 300 years old.
Chewbacca.
Yep.
Didn't know that.
Star Wars nerd.
Right.
This guy right here.
This guy right here.
Remember me? Hi, well, I'm Doug. I know a lot about Star Wars.
Well, you also know a lot about World of Warcraft.
Nope.
Because you play it all the time.
Zero. I know nothing.
I was addicted to World of Warcraft for a little bit.
I played it for a day, and then I was like, meh, not worth it.
Well, Colin Farrell, they're making a movie about it.
Yeah, I know that.
And Colin Farrell and Paula Patton are in talks to take leading roles. So that's the other rumor. But it's not even listed as a rumor. So...
Well, they're saying the short list for the film also includes a couple other people. No one that I really know, except for Paul Dano. Mm-hmm. That's the only name that stands out on that list.
None of them stand out for me.
I don't know. I don't know anything. So I don't know if this is like good news or bad news. I don't know what.
I don't know either. But there's Haley Atwell's Agent Carter, Marvel's one shot, is being developed into a TV series.
Yeah, like they did with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., which starts tomorrow.
Does it?
Or today, when you're listening to the show.
Oh.
Starts on the 24th.
Very cool.
The same day that Iron Man 3 comes out.
How about that?
Coincidence?
Way to ruin buy, box, or burn.
I haven't said what my answer is yet. Burn. Just kidding. Box it.
Liar. Burn it.
Anyways, they're developing that. It's a little thing that they filmed that will be on the should be on the Iron Man 3 Blu-ray, which comes out tomorrow.
It might be on the Blu-ray if you buy it from Best Buy, or if it's an exclusive, you may have to find it on Amazon, or it might be actually on just the DVD alone, and definitely not on the VHS. So,
no, but seriously, it's supposed to be on the Blu-ray.
I'm making fun of the fact that remember when we talked that story that they're
Star Trek,
up
yeah,
all,
the Star Trek yeah, stuff Star was Trek. All split up,
yeah.
So. No, I know. I got it. It's supposed to be on there. They did the same thing with the Agent S.H.I.E.L.D. for what movie was that on? Avengers?
Yeah.
For item 47 that then is now becoming Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And now they're doing this, which now they're saying it will be developed into a TV show. So I'm not surprised. Dude, Disney's just milking the Avengers for everything it's worth.
Yep. I mean, when you make $2 billion, wouldn't you?
Yeah, dude. I mean... They're creating great content with what they've got. So how they're handling this Avengers Marvel Universe stuff that they've gotten hold of is really giving me faith in what they're going to do with Star Wars. So
for sure. So a new movie with Will Ferrell and Kevin Hart teaming up to come out with something kind of neat. The concept is it's called Get Hard. And it's not what you think. The film is about a wealthy investment banker who is convicted of a crime he didn't commit and prepares for prison with the help from a guy who washes his car. Now, a guest says that Farrell plays the banker and Hart plays the car wash guy, but if you flipped it around, I think that'd be really funny if it was Kevin Hart who was the banker.
I agree, and I have a feeling that's how they'll go, because...
You expect the token black guy to be the one who's down on his luck. Like, that's just how America sees, like, that's how all these comedies are always built.
But see, like, the thing is, like, you know, it would be really funny. I mean, not funny. It's just, it'd just be so much funnier if it was reversed. Just Will Ferrell trying to tell this guy how to get ready for prison. That is hilarious.
I know, because you're gonna have to man up, man. You're gonna have to man up. And maybe it is because Kevin Hart's so little.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the way it's going to be.
Yeah.
Which I think would be really funny.
Plus, I mean, then it kind of gives, you know, I don't know, the whole he's this wealthy guy that gets convicted for a crime. And obviously he was convicted because he's black. He's like, you know, that's complained the whole story. Like that it makes sense for the story. Mm-hmm. Kind of like, well, obviously you did it. And it's like, well, then they have, you know, I don't know. It just seems how they'd play the story out.
I think you're right. So
I hope that's how they do it. If they do it the other way, then it almost seems racist.
Yeah.
This rich white guy is employing this black guy to be his car wash, and he's getting advice on how to go to prison.
Yeah.
Okay.
Stereotype City. So, have you been? Are you a big Stephen King book fan?
I am a huge Stephen King book fan.
So this next story is for you then.
Yeah. Although, and I'll say, tying into the next story, people may say that I'm not a huge Stephen King fan because I have not read the Dark Tower series.
I will not fault you for that, and I'll tell you why.
I mean, I've read like everything else by him, but this series has just been like...
I read the first book. Well, mm-hmm. Okay, I got 75% done with the first book. It is an amazing book. It's a great story. Mm-hmm. Very hard to follow.
Mm-hmm.
There is a lot of intricate detail in this book, and a lot of story, man. I mean, it is. Yeah. It's almost a beating of how much story it is.
You know, I mean, I like Game of Thrones, and Game of Thrones is huge too. Game of Thrones is very like overwhelming at first as well. And I have a lot of friends that like love the Dark Tower series, and they're like, oh, it just gets better and better as you go. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that's true, but like. I think I started reading it when I wasn't in the mood to read it. And that's how I get it. If I'm not in the mood to read something, I'll start it and then I'll just be like, no, I'm done. Mm. And so I haven't picked it up. I started reading it a couple years ago and read like the first chapter and was like, I don't care what's happening.
Well, it's very slow to get going. And I think it probably takes about 10 chapters for you to really like for the ball to get going.
Well, and again, I think I can get past that now if I'm in the mood to read it. Because again, I read Game of Thrones, and I'm telling you, man, that book is a beating. Because I'm not huge in like that sort of fantasy, medieval fantasy books, and it's really not at first. But it there's so many characters, so much going on in the world that you don't know anything about. That at first I was like,
how am I supposed to? Yeah, because it doesn't like pick up at the beginning of. It just picks up at the beginning of this at the beginning of this war that's about to happen.
Exactly.
And so it's not like a, oh, let me give you some backstory.
Exactly. Yeah, it's like I'm supposed to know about this rebellion that happened, and I'm supposed to know who the king is. He does a good job of kind of like giving you introductions and stuff, but it's still, that was huge. So I'm sure I could go read the Dark Tower now and be able to handle it. It's just I started when I was in the mood, so I haven't been in the mood to pick it back up.
Well, the Dark Tower has had a lot of production issues, mainly because of money and because of what Ron Howard has wanted to do with it. He's had control of this baby for quite some time, many years now, probably about 4 or 5 years he's been trying to get this thing off the ground. The problem with it is that there's so much content in these books that he is trying to split it up. He wants to do a TV show, a miniseries, as well as 2 films.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he envisioned it. So the problem is that nobody wants to sign up for the deal because it's so much money. But he did go on a podcast this week, and he says that he's still working on it. They've taken a vow of silence about the progress, and probably because of the fact that it's not going very quickly. So it's a very tricky adaptation, and the finances just are very tough. So I really hope that they get it done, but just a little update that they are working on it and they're trying to get it done. So
I think what they need to do for this series, and I think someone who would take it well and run
HBO.
With it would be Netflix.
Or HBO.
Or HBO.
Either one.
Or Netflix. Because what's great about Netflix is they can take things even a step farther than HBO, and because they don't have to follow the same like restrictions that even HBO still has to follow, and that's been proven in their show, like Orange is the New Black. Like there was stuff in there that I was like, I didn't think you could film that. On mile out, are we allowed to see that?
it's inside of her.
Yeah, well,
we see that like... inside of her.
Pretty much.
She's shanked.
Anyways. So I think, at least for the series, that would be kind of cool. And especially if they did like, oh, you can watch the movie this 1 week before it released in theaters or something. I don't know. They could do something cool. And Howard worked with them with Arrested Development. So he has a history with them.
Yeah, that's definitely a possibility. Anywhere it lands, I hope it lands somewhere, because right now it doesn't look like it is. So
yeah.
But anywho, let's shoot something.
It's the
I've been meaning to shorten that thing. It's really long. All right, this week has been another slow week in the box office battlefield. Number 5, Battle of the Year. Terrible movie. Only made $5 million because
that's
it is a
all it deserved.
Terrible movie, and it's all it deserved. It tried to cash in on the whole dance craze, 3D dancing, and it sucked.
What craze is there for that?
There is a market for it, man. There is a huge market for these dance movies.
Is there? Hey, Chris Brown was in it.
That's probably why it failed.
You know who else was in it? Josh Holloway from Lost.
You know what? You know what, though?
Huh?
The movie industry didn't need to have a... Oh, damn. I had this joke set up.
Oh.
I just thought of it, too.
Oh.
The movie industry didn't need to have a restraining order against him because he didn't beat up the market.
It's terrible.
Number 4 is Instructions Not Included, making $5.7 million. And number 3, The Family, making $7 million for 25.6 take over 2 weeks. Number 2 is Insidious, Chapter 2, making $14.5 million. Kind of a huge drop-off. I guess everybody who wanted to go see it went to go see it on the first week. Yeah. It has made $60.9 million. It is going to be a tough race for them to make it to $100 million. I don't think they're going to pull it off.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe if they somehow manage to keep it afloat through Halloween.
That's very true. And number 1 is a movie that came out this week, Prisoners, making $21.4 million. I just did not have the want to go see it. I saw, I know we talked about it last week, but it just wasn't enough to pull me into the theater. You know?
Agreed.
So,
do you... Number 6 is We're the Millers. It is still... how is this movie still making money?
It's a funny movie, I'm guessing.
7 weeks, and I think this is the first week that it hasn't been in the top 5.
It's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane.
It's what the people call cray-cray.
Also, hey, I remembered the movie that I was talking about last week that made $40 million.
Are you bringing this back up now?
Yeah, it's The Conjuring. Remember, the second we ended the show, I found it, and I was so mad that I couldn't freaking remember that The Conjuring was the name of that movie. But it was another horror movie that came out recently, like in July, and made $40 million its opening weekend.
You know,
people love those movies.
They're making a Conjuring 2.
Of course they are.
Well, we don't have another movie to watch, but enjoy this music.
Are you watching closely?
Love watching you dance.
Don't be creepy.
No, not in a creepy way, but in a friend way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what we haven't been doing is because we've been having some technical issues with it, is we haven't been going on Ustream.
Yeah.
But I think that we're going to switch it up, people. We're going to probably switch up to Google Hangouts to use that service. It runs really smoothly, and it's great for broadcasting, and it saves your episodes for you, so... people can go back and watch your back catalog of video. So,
well, and I'm really curious because I saw someone do a hangout like we're talking about, and they had like 5-6 people doing it, but it was still streaming on Twitch.
I think so, maybe you can hook it into the service.
Yeah. So, I mean, that may be something we look at. Maybe use that for ourselves instead of. I guess I don't know how we do that because we use Skype.
Well, no, you would just use Google Hangout and then use that, and then it has all the plugins, so you can use all these other plugins to hook in other services and stuff like that. So
I don't know anything about it.
I looked it up. Trust me, I'm a technical guru.
I just liked it because when we were watching the stream with like the 5 people, is that when someone would talk,
it would switch the screen.
It would switch to them, which was nice because the way that they had it really nice. They were very organized about it. And so while they were a lot of people talking at some points, it still their conversation flowed really well, so it worked out.
Yeah. So we'll test that out and see how it goes. But as of right now, we have Ustream on pause. But you know what's not on pause? Yo booty, cause it's on fire.
Bye.
Box. Cause I'm burning your booty.
I mean, I guess we can talk about this now. We didn't talk about the movies that were opening this weekend, but I mean, we can talk about these first and then talk about those.
So opening this weekend, we have Cloudy with I just want to get the show over with. The GTA's calling.
I know.
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs 2 is coming out this weekend. You don't need to know anything about it other than to go see it. Doug, I know you want to see it. There, you have no kids in your life. Come see it with me.
I don't want to hang out with your kid. No offense.
He's really awesome. He's like me, but smaller.
Well, I know, but I mean...
Whatever, Doug. If you don't want the invite, don't take it. Unbelievable. You wanted a reason to go see this movie, and now you're just like, don't think so. Sorry. If you're going to bring a kid, I can't swear.
I can't.
It's cloudy hard. With a chance of meatballs. What are you going to swear about?
Well, I'm going to go, holy fucking shit, that was hilarious.
In the movie theater with all the kids.
Maybe. No promises.
Rush is also coming out.
That one I can swear in.
I guess. I'm pretty sure people are going to be like, shut up.
Yeah, the car is going to crash, and I'm going to go, holy fucking shit, that was hilarious.
This is going terrible. All right, so go see Rush. I like that one. I'm going to go see it. Ron Howard directing it. Olivia Wilde.
And Thor.
Chris and Thor's in it, too. So, next up, we have Baggage Claim. Holla at the Baggage Claim.
All I know is Tay Diggs, isn't it?
And then we have Don John.
Don John.
Which is directed by Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
And the trailer for that looked pretty funny.
It did. I don't know if I can get past his accent.
I think it's not his that I'm worried about.
It's hers.
It's Scarlett Johansson's.
Scarlett Johansson's, yeah. That too. I'm a little nervous for that too, but it now looks,
I don't know.
Now we can burn your butt.
Bye.
Box. First I bought it, then I boxed it, now I burn it. First up is Iron Man 3. Buy, box, or burn?
Box it.
I'm going to say...
It's not your segment.
Now you want to pull that card. You such a dick.
Yep.
All right, we have the Dark Knight Trilogy Blu-ray set. It's the Ultimate Collector's Edition.
Yeah, this one's really sweet. In fact, it made me pissed off that I already bought the other one, like the normal version, like months ago. So this is an automatic buy.
Awesome.
There's no excuse not to own this trilogy.
I fully 100% agree with you. We have I Spit on Your Grave Part 2.
I didn't even know they made a Part 2. How did it? It has a 7.5.
Wait a minute.
Who
did we talk about this last week? Did we talk about this last week?
I feel like we may have talked about it.
I feel
it
like
last
week. You said the same exact thing that you just said now.
Maybe it's like, maybe it came out last week and then maybe they just made like a new version. Like it's like the unrated special edition with 15 more minutes of spitting on graves.
Spit on your grave again.
Okay. Yeah. Well, hold on. Let me see. I Spit on Your Grave too. All right. Now it only gave it has a 5.6 on IMDb. So that's a I mean, if you box it, I guess maybe if you're just bored, I don't know.
They are releasing all of the Marvel movies leading up to Iron Man 3,
yep.
Because they do this. What they do is they make a run. They'll do a DVD run or a Blu-ray run. They'll run out of it. You'll have to buy it online, and you won't find it much in stores. But then they'll re-release them as soon as another Marvel movie hits. So. We have Thor, we have Captain America, Iron Man 1 and 2, Captain America 3D, all of them are back out on Blu-ray.
Yeah, I say, I guess, buy them all. I really want them, and I know it'll be stupid expensive, but I want them to come out like a nice box set of
them.
They
already did.
They did, but nothing like that. I'm just talking just the movies. I don't need, because I had that one that came in like the case and the files.
You just want the movies.
I just want the movies, but I want them in like a really nice case. You know what I mean? It's like a nice box set case.
Oh, I get it.
Because I don't think I actually own any of them on Blu-ray. I have a couple on DVD. I think I only have Captain America and Iron Man 1, like, and obviously the Avengers. But, you know, I wouldn't mind getting like a nice set of them. And maybe when
either.
They finish this series, they'll do something cool. But
we'll in see. 10 years, 15, 20.
Right.
So Redemption has also hit on Blu-ray starring Jason Statham. And you can hear Doug's clicks as he has no idea what the movie's about.
I have no idea. Is this a straight to, did this ever hit the theater?
I have no idea.
If you like Jason Statham, I guess box it. But man, who cares?
All right, and we're going to do a lightning round for horror movies.
All right, let's
do it. I wanna hear it just real quick. Okay, here we go.
All right,
you ready?
No,
Prince of Darkness.
I've never even heard Prince of this Darkness. Movie. The Burn It.
Psycho 2. 3.
Burn it.
Psycho 2.
Burn it.
VHS 2.
Ugh, burn them. Burn both that one and the first one.
Halloween.
Buy it.
The 35th anniversary edition.
Well, yeah. I mean, the one we're talking about?
Yeah.
Buy it.
I wanted to get
it. If you don't have it, buy it. That's a Halloween, man. The original.
Out there.
It's okay. So good.
And I think that's the last one.
Yeah, I've never heard. I opened up. What is this Prince of Darkness? Because I said burn it because I don't know what it is, and I know someone is going to lose their freaking mind.
Yeah, they're going to be like, "That's my film."
Are you kidding me?
I love that film.
It's by John Carpenter. It's got Alice Cooper in it.
Interesting.
I'll change that one to a box. Yeah, because you know what? If this hits Netflix, I'll check it out.
Okay. Cool. Very cool. Well, we got a short show for you this week. We only made it in about 40 minutes, but that'll be enough time for you to make your drive to work and enjoy our voices. But like we said, we're going to a lot of cons. Check us out there. Check us out on the web. Check us out on our website. Check us out on the Twitters, on the Facebooks. We're there. Doug and I are about to go play some Grand Theft Auto. I should be working out, but maybe I'll just ride a bike in-game.
Dude. I was thinking about, I have one of those like stationary home bikes, like little pedal things. Mm-hmm. And I was literally thinking about like, man, what if I just went and got a bike and then rode completely around the map? And that would be my workout for the day. It would be scenic and fun.
In a virtual world.
Yeah. So I'd be pedaling.
You are
playing the game. So I could do two things at once.
You're crazy. And you'd have to get on. Hey, I want to know in this game. I need to get some scuba gear, and I need to get a backpack for jumping out of planes.
I found there's a parachute at the very top of the top, like the biggest mountain. And you ride up the little gondola thing.
Really?
Gondola? Is that what it's called? I don't know what it's called. The little, I don't know. Really don't know what it's called. It's a thing that you get on and it takes you up the mountain. Little car thing.
Fuck me, I don't know. You struggle through that.
I have no idea what it's called. But yeah, there's one there. I did that, and then I rode a motorcycle off the edge of the mountain.
I did that,
too.
And
then I parachuted down.
That's awesome. Very cool.
I did it as Trevor.
Trevor is awesome. All right. Well, we're gonna close this thing out. Hopefully, you guys enjoyed yourselves. We'll be back next week with Nick. Maybe.
Yeah, we'll see.
Okay. Peace out, people.